您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 A 15-year-old girl who has undergone extensive plastic surgery has become an instant internet celebrity. Her pointed chin and snow-white skin has made her a snake spirit, which is a reference to one popular folk legend in China. 郑州一位自称15岁的女孩把自己整容过程的照片发布在微博上，一时间这位整成了蛇精脸的女孩成网络红人。 Well, before we go into the discussion, I have to ask John a specific question. Do you think she looks prettier after than before the surgery?
It's really difficult to tell. I mean, judging by the pictures, she looks more natural before. I don't know. It's just weird all around, I would say. I mean, because again, I mean, like, you have to remember that she's 15 years old, and so it's very... According to herself, yes. She's 15 years old, and so it's very uncomfortable for me, as an almost 31-year-old man, to be commenting on a 15-year-old's appearance.
Not even commenting on
appearance? Especially given the fact that many of the more recent pictures, her cleavage is very prominent, and there are even some pictures where she's almost wearing nothing. And so I think that I'm just going to have to say no comment, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's just a really weird and uncomfortable situation, I think, for me at least.
I think weird is a good adjective to describe this personality. This person called Li Yunxi on Weibo, she has gotten quite a lot of supporters, actually, although a lot of people are saying, basically bashing her for going for these excessive plastic surgery, but there are still other people who say that, oh, this is a pretty face, but gone a bit too far. And I think our view on what is seen as beautiful has really changed quite a bit. And as our society has seemingly gone more diversified and open and allowing people to be different, but I think in some way, our eyes of appreciating beauty has unified, and not in a good way.
Well,
because this face, as the snake spirit, so to speak, is considered as standardized beautiful beauty.
Here's the thing. We still look for asymmetry, right? I mean, there is, I mean, when we look towards beauty, there is a common thread throughout all cultures. It's the more symmetrical a face, usually, the more even from left to right, from back to front, the more similar that is, the more beautiful, the closer they are to whatever ideal that might be. But the thing is, you can't be too symmetrical.
Yeah.
You can't be too perfect, because being too perfect or absolutely perfect is not natural. And perhaps that's what we're looking at here. Like, you see her and you're like, oh, she's pretty. But it's almost too perfect, and that's one of the problems, I think, with plastic surgery and searching and, you know, trying to reach these ideals, is that in fact actually you don't want to reach the ideal completely. Mm-hmm. You want to come very, very close, but just you know, you want to go like 95%, not 100.
It's a very thin line, and when you look at her face, we just take it for, you know, the picture value of it. I think every part is sort of beyond perfect according to the standard kind of understanding of what's seen as beautiful. But when you put it together, she almost looks like a monster. I'm sorry to say this. But
especially when she wears weird colored contacts.
And it just goes too far. And I think that's, if a person sees this as most beautiful of herself, then something's not really right. Although, you know, it's up to her to decide.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, there is, you know, body dysmorphia, this idea that there's something fundamentally wrong with my body. And this happens a lot with transgender and transsexual. They feel like they're in the wrong body, or there's something fundamentally wrong with their body, and that's where cosmetic surgery can actually do some good. So that may be the case with her. I don't know, but you know, I think that it's definitely a teaching moment if you have kids, being like, hey, look, maybe you think that plastic surgery is good, but here's an example of where it can go wrong.
And also it's reported that she did this to win back an ex-boyfriend. We don't know whether this is true or not, but if you're having plastic surgery for someone else's benefit, then it's certainly not the way to go.
Also, really, really quick before we go, I do want to make the point that this, the public attention trajectory is very, very similar to what we saw with Gonlulu, right? And so I do have to wonder if she is not setting herself up for being one of those stupid public celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Gonlulu. The only reason that people pay attention to them is because they do stupid things, basically.
Yeah, it could be. Some people have such kind of guesses. And Wei Qingbo says, such kind of girls may be attractive to Jainan because it satisfies their fantasy. And Koei says, with all the, you know, posting sexy photos with her boyfriend and boasting about having 500,000 yuan of pocket money a month, this is Hui San Guan.